Empower women in financial freedom. Don't let old ideas hold you back. It's time to learn about investing and guard your independence. Often, women feel they're not good at handling money, mainly due to what we see in the media and a lack of open talk about finances. For instance, popular TV characters like Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City and Rebecca Bloomwood from Confessions of a Shopaholic are often shown making bad money choices. In 2018, Starling Bank found that 70% of financial advice in the media was aimed at men and investing, while women were mostly given tips on saving, like grocery shopping hacks. Additionally, when women are shown as successful investors, they're usually white, leaving minority women without relatable role models. Money matters in every part of life, from how long you live to your access to things you need and even the health of your relationships. So, it's crucial to break free from these limiting money beliefs. After marriage, many women focus more on household tasks, putting their career growth on the back burner. This can be risky, especially financially. For example, women who rely on their partner's income might struggle financially if they get divorced. Here's the plan: take charge of your money to ensure you're always in control of your life. Every woman should have a safety net of funds for big life changes or emergencies. Start building this by learning about and getting into investing. Remember, it's all about taking steps towards financial independence and being prepared for any situation. 5 reasons why women should choose investing over saving. Investing can be a game changer for women, helping beat inflation and reach financial goals faster. Here's why it's a smart move. 1. Overcome inflation. A 2015 BlackRock survey revealed that women tend to keep 70% of their money in savings, losing value to inflation each year. Investing in the stock market can grow your money at a rate of 7 to 10% annually, much more than the 2% you lose to inflation. 2. Power of compounding interest. With investing, your money grows each year. Even a 7% return can double your money in about 10 years. 3. Fast track to financial goals. Imagine saving $600 monthly without investing. It would take 138 years to reach $1 million. But invest that $600 monthly at an 8% return, and you could hit that million in just 32 years. 4. Financial security and well-being. A study by Salary Finance found that millennial women often stress more about money than men. Building wealth through investing can ease these worries, benefiting both your mental and physical health. 5. Support a better world. By investing ethically, you can support companies that make positive social, environmental, and governmental impacts, aligning your investments with your values. Overcome fear and seize opportunities. People might warn you that investing in the market is risky and that you could end up losing your money. It's true, sometimes the market crashes and you might see your investment drop in value. But throughout history, the market has always bounced back. That means, in the long run, you can still make a profit. The key is to understand your own comfort level with risk. Everyone has a different tolerance for how much risk they can handle. So, you can choose investments that match what you're okay with. Investing might seem daunting, but it's actually pretty straightforward. Picture the stock market like eBay for buying and selling shares. You're essentially buying a piece of a company. And here's the kicker, you don't need a ton of money to start. With something called fractional shares, you can invest in just a small slice of a share, making it super easy to get in the game. Once upon a time, you needed loads of cash to even think about investing. But not anymore. Now, you can throw down as little as $10 and own a tiny piece of big-time companies like Google's parent, Alphabet. Before you dive into investing, master the basics. Get a grip on your finances by knowing how much you earn and spend. Start by tracking your weekly and monthly expenses, whether through an app or a simple notebook. This helps identify areas for improvement. If you have debts with high interest rates, deal with them first. Think about refinancing or consolidating your debt to lower those interest rates and make them more manageable. Build a safety net by saving enough to cover at least 3 months' worth of expenses in a savings account. This ensures you're prepared for unexpected financial challenges. Decide how much you want to contribute to your retirement account, aiming for the maximum employer contribution. Research your options and choose what suits you best. Simplify your life by setting up automated transfers. For example, if you plan to invest $50 every week, automate the transfer to your investment account and then send the funds to your broker every 2 weeks or monthly. Becoming an investor, choose what works for you. Investing is like building your wealth puzzle, and you can pick the pieces that fit you best. 1. Stocks/shares, be a shareholder by buying a piece of a company. You might get dividends and see your money grow if the company does well, but there's a risk of losing money if it doesn't. 2. Bonds, loan money to a company or government and get a fixed interest rate in return. Bonds are safer than stocks but offer lower returns. 3. Mutual funds, when you invest in mutual funds, you're basically investing in a mix of different things like bonds, stocks, and other stuff. It's like putting your money in a basket filled with a variety of investments. The people who manage these funds, called mutual fund managers, usually take a 1.4% fee for their work. They're often busy making decisions to try and get the best returns for investors. 4. Index funds, they're also baskets of stocks, but they work more like following a list. For instance, there's an index called the NASDAQ which tracks the top 1,000 US tech companies. Index funds are still mutual funds, but they're managed in a more hands-off way, which we call passive management. However, getting into index funds might need a bit more money up front because they usually have a minimum investment requirement. 5. ETFs, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, or exchange-traded funds, are a lot like index funds. They're easier to get into, and their price changes throughout the day. 6. REITs, Real Estate Investment Trusts, REITs, which stands for Real Estate Investment Trusts, let you invest in many real estate companies at once. It's a way to make money from real estate without dealing with all the landlord stuff. 7. Hedge funds. Hedge funds are similar to mutual funds. But instead of just following the market, they're managed by someone who can take bigger risks to try to beat it. 8. Commodities and alternatives. Commodities, like gold and agricultural products, can help fight against inflation and make your investments more varied. Other alternative investments include things like art, handbags, NFTs, and cryptocurrency. And believe it or not, sometimes a fancy bag like a Hermes Birkin can do better than stocks. Your money, your values, a new approach to investing. Gen Z and millennials show a strong interest in ethical investing, unlike previous generations. Just like conscious consumers, ethical investors think about their beliefs and values when deciding where to invest their money. They go beyond just making profits and consider cultural, religious, moral, and social factors. Some investors take it a step further with socially responsible investing, SRI. This means they only invest in companies that follow sustainable business practices. One popular approach to SRI is environmental, social, and governance, ESG, investing. Some investors focus on impact investing, where they only put money into companies they think help society. When you decide where to invest, you can do positive screening. This means you choose the causes you want to support and only invest in companies that meet your standards. For instance, you might check if companies are carbon neutral, vegan friendly, or certified B Corp. These are companies that meet strict social and environmental performance rules. Similarly, you can negatively screen companies to make sure you don't invest in ones doing things you disagree with. For example, if you're against animal testing or weapons, you can avoid investing in companies involved in those areas. Financial independence and early retirement through smart investing. If you play your cards right, you can aim for a financial state known as FIRE, which stands for financial independence, retire early. This concept was first introduced by Vicki Robin in her book, Your Money or Your Life, back in 1992. The goal of the FIRE movement is to create investment portfolios that provide the security and freedom usually associated with trust funds. Here's the deal: if you can set up a portfolio that allows you to live off just 4% of its annual returns, which usually range between 7% and 10%, you could potentially retire earlier than expected. For most folks, financial freedom boils down to having the time to do what you want, when you want. And investing is the key to unlocking that door. Here's how you can work towards FIRE: save as much of your income as you can, ideally around 60% to 70%. Three levels of financial independence exist: Fat FIRE, Lean FIRE, and Barista FIRE. In Fat FIRE, you're withdrawing $100,000 or more annually. With Lean FIRE, it's between $25,000 and $35,000. And in Barista FIRE, your drawdown covers basic expenses like your mortgage, while you work part-time for extra luxuries. You can earn from your investments through capital gains, dividends, a small share of a company's profits paid quarterly, or blended funds that combine both. Women's Investing Advantage, 7 Winning Strategies. Research shows that women excel in investing, outperforming men in returns. Here are 7 strategies to harness your investment potential. 1. Invest passively. Opt for passive index funds favored by many women investors. This approach often yields better returns with less effort compared to hand-picking winning stocks. 2. Dollar cost averaging. Instead of timing the market, invest small amounts regularly. This steady approach helps you weather market fluctuations and can lead to reasonable long-term returns. 3. Stick to your strategy. Avoid FOMO, fear of missing out, investing. Women are less influenced by peer pressure and stick to their investment plans. 4. Check your portfolio less. Frequent portfolio checks can lead to poor decision-making. Try reviewing it monthly or quarterly to avoid panic during market fluctuations. 5. Trade less. Women tend to trade less during market crashes, resulting in better long-term outcomes. 6. Invest in what you understand. Avoid risky investments you don't fully grasp. Women take smaller risks with novel investments, reducing potential losses. 7. Emotional control. Women are less likely to panic and withdraw investments during market downturns. This emotional resilience leads to better performance and shatters stereotypes about women in finance. Key points 1. Overcome inflation by investing in the stock market to grow your wealth at a higher rate. 2. Harness the power of compounding interest, doubling your money's value every decade with investing. 3. Reach financial goals faster by investing and becoming a millionaire in fewer years. 4. Ensure financial security and improve well-being through investment. 5. Support positive societal impacts by investing ethically in alignment with your values. 6. Break free from myths about investing and start building your financial future. 7. Take charge of your finances, save, and invest to maintain control of your life.